The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. My name's Tom. It's so great to have you with us today. Thank you for listening. You probably fit into one of four categories. So are you someone who has a plan for the future or no plan? Are you a do-it-yourself planner, or do you have retirement, professional retirement guidance as you navigate the retirement planning world? What kind of plan do you have? Jay, if our listeners get some extra money, let's say from an inheritance or a bonus at work, in general, is it a better idea to pay down their mortgage home loan or invest it with someone like you, a CFP?
Yeah, well, Tom, it really boils down to the interest rates and the rates of return. And at the end of the day, I never advocate borrowing to invest. You never want to borrow money to invest. Typically, it can be a recipe for disaster. But when it comes to paying off debt, you really need to do a little bit of math. And first, you must examine what interest rate you're paying. What is your mortgage at or your credit card? If you have a mortgage at 3% and you could earn, say, 7 to 8% in a similar investment, well, it doesn't really make sense financially to pay off the mortgage because of the tax benefits and the low interest that you're paying. However, the other flip side of that is there's the peace of mind and being debt-free. And sometimes that can be priceless. I have clients that it doesn't make financial sense, but they're just like, Jay, I just don't want debt. I just want to get rid of it, not have to worry about it. That's not the wrong answer. However, if you're looking at it from a financial or investment perspective, we look at, okay, what's the rate of return you're going to get by paying off the mortgage? You'll save 3%, 4%, 5%, whatever your mortgage is. But if you could invest that money and get 10, 12, 15%, well, maybe pay a little bit toward the mortgage and then take the rest of it and invest it. And I always sit down with people when they come into money, and whether it be an inheritance or maybe they're retiring and they've got a lump sum. And we look at creating a plan. And really that plan has four parts to it. First, spending. You know, we want to do some spending, maybe some travel, maybe some things that you've wanted for most of your life or you've been really dreaming about. So you could spend a portion on just consumption or just something you've really wanted. Then obviously donating, giving, tithing a portion of that to really good ministries or causes that are near and dear to your heart. Paying down some debt is another option with that money. And then lastly, investing for the future. And that's really having that planner, having that person there that can help you walk through your options and look at the pros and cons of each. That's really what I do for my clients.
You know, that brings up a point. I don't know if anybody else has had this experience who's listening, but I had a friend who came to me and said, Tom, you need to pull money out of your house and put it in the stock market because the stock market's going crazy right now. And what I hear you saying is that's generally not a good idea. Am I right?
Yeah, that's not, because think about it. If you don't make your home payment, you're going to lose your home. So if you took out this huge loan and the stock market doesn't work out the way you thought it would, not only are you out the money that you borrowed, now you may not be able to pay the mortgage, and now you could potentially lose your house. So that's why it's usually not wise to borrow to invest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't do it, so I'm very thankful for that. Jay, if someone has a 401k, and that 401k comes with an employer match, can you still help those folks?
Yeah, with 401ks, Tom, there's a lot of different strategies that I help people with. And I talk to people all over the country from Hawaii to Florida to Georgia. And a lot of times I get questions about old 401ks. People leave, they pack up their belongings at work when they leave a job. And a lot of times people leave their old 401k behind. And that's usually a mistake. So the first thing that I always say, if you've got an old 401k, let's review it. You could roll it over to an IRA. It can now be professionally managed, maybe even a biblically responsible investment strategy. We can help you with that. So that's the first with the old 401ks. Now, if you're currently contributing to a 401k, and usually if you're over 59 and a half, some other plans allow this, but there's a little special clause in there called an in-service withdrawal. And a lot of times we help folks roll over money while they're still working there. We can roll it to an IRA so there's no tax consequences. But now they can get biblically responsible investing, they can get it professionally managed, and they can make sure it's heading in the right direction. The other thing is, if a person doesn't fall under an old 401k or have the ability to do the in-service withdrawal, we can also help people manage their 401k. We have a technology that allows us to help our clients choose the best options within their plan. So we're strategically managing their 401k, looking at all of the choices they have in their plan, and then helping them make the best decisions within that 401k. So we certainly can help people that have 401ks, help them manage it, get better returns. We found that we usually get at least 2-4%. No guarantees, of course, but typically we found by using us as an advisor, we can typically get 2-4% or more better than the person doing it themselves. And the general advice that I give, if someone has a match, they have a 401k, don't leave the free money behind. So if the company matches 4%, well, contribute 4%. And then beyond the 4%, usually invest elsewhere. I don't think the 401k is the best place for investing, mm-hmm. but you don't want to miss out on the free money either.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and the focus today is improving your retirement readiness. And before we dive further into that, you know, some of you might resonate with this. I got this from Jay in my email box the other day. It said, this contradiction happens every day. John is pro-life, and yet he is investing in companies that make abortion drugs, unknowingly. Martha writes a check each year to a gambling recovery ministry, but she owns stock in casinos. Dave fights against explicit entertainment, yet he owns companies making and distributing pornography. So Jay, is that really a common scenario?
It is, and I once sat on a board of a pro-life organization, and the chairman, she was a very passionate woman. She was at every abortion rally. She basically did everything she could to protect the sanctity of human life. And one day, we were talking about investing, and I said, can I take a look at your portfolio? And we did a quick screen and found that in her portfolio, she had about 15% of her stocks invested in the very same companies that she was writing checks to fight against. They were supporting Planned Parenthood. She had some abortion drug companies in there. She had companies that were performing abortions. She had companies that were doing cloning and all these unethical things with embryonic stem cell research and the like. So she was very shocked when she realized that here she was donating her time, donating her resources, and yet her portfolio didn't mirror her faith and values.
And you, if you're listening today, can get a moral snapshot and discover what's in your portfolio. Get started today and get a complimentary snapshot of your portfolio. And together, you and Jay can find alternatives that will not compromise your values. You can learn more about Jay at the website, faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com. Or give Jay a call and ask your questions about your specific situation. He's very accessible to you. And the number to reach Jay is 800-270-7310. Jay, thanks for unpacking that a bit about screening and cleaning investments. What if somebody's about to retire this year? How can they ensure that they're ready to retire and that they just won't run out of money?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom, and probably one of the bigger concerns when I'm talking to people thinking about retirement. And honestly, I've helped people retire almost every day for the past 28 years. It's been my specialty, helping people to be prepared, ready to retire, and more importantly, stay retired, right? You don't want to retire and then be forced back into the workplace. Certainly, mm-hmm. if you want to work, you can. But retirement readiness takes a lot of planning and preparation, and it can be very confusing. We think of all the different strategies and solutions and products that we're being inundated with. You look on TV, there's people talking about this, and you look at the commercials, and you're getting all kinds of bombarded on the internet with all these different strategies. So it's hard to make heads or tails. And I see a lot of my clients getting these appetizing commercials or advertisements to go to a sizzling steak dinner seminar. Needless to say, it can be very overwhelming, and there's no shortage of information. Let's not say that. So at Faith Investor, we do our best simply to keep it nice and simple for you. And we do common sense ideas and strategies and to make sure that you can stay retired. And the way that we do that is we look at, first of all, when you retire, you're not going to have an income anymore, typically. You're not going to have a paycheck. So we have to replace that paycheck. You also hopefully have saved some assets for retirement, that nest egg. Now we want to make sure, do you have some guaranteed income? We also want to make sure that a portion of that nest egg is growing above inflation and taxes. And really, there are three choices when it comes to income. In most cases, you can get income from the bank, things like CDs and savings accounts and money markets. You can get Wall Street income. These are going to be stocks and bonds and the like. And then there's what I call insurance or guaranteed income. Do you remember those things called pensions, Tom? They're very rare nowadays.
I've read about them. I've never experienced one.
Yeah. Back in the dinosaur days. It's very rare that people get pensions, but pensions are what I called insurance or guaranteed income. Simply what these companies would do is they would hire insurance companies to create a pension for their employees, and it would be based on how long they worked and all these different factors, but they would create a monthly income for the rest of that worker's life. And unfortunately, those are kind of going the way of the dinosaur. They're becoming more extinct. So as we get ready to retire, we've got to replace that pension and make sure we have income for life. And that's really what I focus a lot on each day with clients, is figuring out what are your assets, what type of income do you have in Social Security, what type of expenses do you have, what type of income do you need each month? And then we create a customized plan to make sure we have guaranteed income as well as flexible income.
I always like to invite our listeners to respond, and as a thank you for their response to our invitations, here's what you'll receive from Jay. You can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. By the way, being a fiduciary, that's the designation you want to watch for when looking for someone to help you professionally with your life savings. And also, don't forget that you can get your free portfolio screen. Find out whether the companies you're investing in now belong in an investment plan that really does honor God. So get started today, get your complimentary snapshot of your portfolio, and together you'll find some alternatives with Jay that won't compromise your values. Call Jay at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, quick break, and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Jay and his team have done a great job with our family finances. Hi, thank you so much for joining us for today's edition of Faith and Retirement. If you want to learn more about us, go to the website faithandretirement.com. Jay, I'm thinking about pre-retirees and what they're thinking about. They seem like they're laser-focused on just trying to get the dollar amounts in their investment funds as high as they possibly can. And should that really be their primary focus, or are there some other strategies for them to think about?
Well, Tom, I'd say obviously growth and the rate of return is very important, but a lot of people forget about risk. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple recently in Indiana, and let's call them the Jones. I don't want to call them out, but they were getting ready to retire. They had saved about $1 million, and their planner went through, crunched some numbers, and said, go ahead, you guys can retire. Now, the advisor said, let's carve out about 5% of your portfolio per year for income. We'll adjust that for inflation. In other words, they could take out on $1 million, that's $50,000 per year in year one. And then he added inflation. So the next year would be $50,000 plus inflation. And then the next year adding another 3% for inflation. And he estimated that the husband and wife, the Jones, both about 63 years old, could have that money last to age 100. So it was about 37 years the money would last if they could get an average of 7% per year. So they were focused on getting 7% per year. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the deceiving part. Our industry likes to hide and talk about averages. You know, this stock did an average of 15% per year, or our fund did 12% per year. And it talks a lot about averages. And the problem is these averages are very misleading, because the average market return has been about 8 to 12%. You've heard that, right? The market average is 8 to 12%.
Sure.
Guess how many times, Tom, the market has actually returned between 8 and 12% over the last 100 years? Just take a wild guess. How many times has the market been between 8 and 12% per year?
Over the last 100 years, I'd say 40 times.
You're way off, Tom. Seven times between 1926 and 2023. So this average, you know, the market getting 8 to 12% only happened 7% of the time about.
Ouch.
93% of the time, the market was either much higher or much lower. That's where you get the average. So this planner was confident, saying their money would last 37 years. But here's the kicker. What happens if they retired in 2022 mm-hmm. when they got out of the gate and the market was down 22%? Or what about 2000? Or what about 2008? If this couple was in the market, that could wipe out literally, Tom, 10 to 15 years of income. So instead of just the money lasting until age 100, maybe it's going to run out at 85. What do you do then? That's where you're forced back into the workplace. So rather than just focusing on return, we need to stress test our client's retirement plan. And we do this by looking at what would happen if interest rates rise? What happens if the market drops? We look at various scenarios, just like when you go to the doctor, they're going to stress test, take your blood pressure, take your blood, urine. They're going to do all kinds of testing. We do the same thing with our clients' retirement plans. We help them create guaranteed income for life, make sure they have downside protection built in. We also make sure, as we talked about earlier, that it's biblically responsible. We want to make sure the portfolio lines up with biblical values and make sure that they can stay retired and get good returns.
We're talking to Jay Peroni. Thank you for listening today. You can learn all about Jay at faithinretirement.com and get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. Let's switch gears for a second, Jay. It's hard to ignore the headlines. And Bitcoin is at an all-time high. At least I saw that this past week. Many investors are wondering if Bitcoin should be part of their retirement plan. What's your opinion of digital currencies?
Yeah, I think they're very speculative. They're good for speculative investors. The truth is Bitcoin's been around since 2009. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Tom, but when I go to most of the coffee shops and I do most of my shopping, Bitcoin's not really an option. So it really hasn't had mass adoption. It may eventually, but the challenge I see with Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies is they're so unstable. They can go up $10,000 in a day and down $10,000 in a day. They're so volatile. So it makes it very difficult to price goods or services in such a volatile currency. It doesn't mean the dollar is the best solution. The dollar is actually what's considered a fiat currency, meaning it's not backed by anything. It stopped being a backed currency when we went off the gold standard. So I don't think the dollar is the long-term solution. It's not backed by anything. And with all the money we've printed, obviously, the dollar has lost a tremendous amount of value over the years. And Bitcoin does offer a little bit of a difference between the dollar, but it's very difficult when you have all of that volatility. So I could say, you know, as part of a plan, maybe have a small percentage as a speculative investment in there. But we traditionally build financial plans and we focus on solid goals-based planning using stocks, bonds, traditional currencies, alternative assets. And I would consider Bitcoin in that alternative category. And some of our clients do own Bitcoin. They want to be a part of the rise and the ups and downs of Bitcoin. So I don't think it's the wrong answer, but you have to be very careful because of the fact that it's so volatile and can go up and down. And some clients have actually had some issues with the fact that Bitcoin can be used for criminal activities, drugs, and all these sorts of things, which is true, but the same is true for the U.S. dollar. A lot of illegal activity takes place in U.S. dollars. And so, you know, there are some moral implications with Bitcoin. We participate typically, if we're going to use Bitcoin, we use some of the Bitcoin futures funds where we don't have the actual ownership of Bitcoin. But, you know, again, I think it's good in small doses. I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but I do think that is the future, that governments are creating digital currencies. And we do know in Revelation, there's one world currency. So eventually, I do believe it'll be a digital currency.
Do you ever help people with precious metals?
We do, yeah. I do think that's a better part of the alternative bucket in our planning. Typically, when we do planning for our clients, we really have three buckets. We have our risk assets. That's going to be things like stocks, bonds, gold, real estate, commodities, maybe even some Bitcoin in small doses. But the bottom line is that first bucket is what I call hope money. You hope it's going to go up. You hope it's going to be there, but you don't know. We can use things like stop losses and active management and hedge against the downside. And gold is a good hedge when the markets are going down. So we love gold in that risk asset class. Our second bucket, Tom, is our protected assets. We look for things that are safe and steady. They can be protected from market downturns. We use a lot of insurance products because they have guaranteed income and protection benefits that you don't get with the risk bucket where you've got stocks and bonds going up and down. And then we have our third bucket, which is our emergency fund, things like liquid money, interest rate sensitive instruments, things like CDs and savings accounts and money markets. But the gold is really a good part of that alternative risk category where we have some diversification and also some hedging for when the markets are going down. And it also provides some great inflation hedging as well.
Jay, we're just in our last few minutes here. Let me see if I've got this straight. So for some listeners, they call you and you screen their investments and help them change directions in that way. But for others, you create some comprehensive financial plans. Do I have that right? And how does that work? Do people really know what they need?
Yeah, so we usually, in our discovery call, we'll get to know the person. I had a person that I spoke to this past week, and he's going through a divorce, unfortunately. He tried to do some biblical marital counseling, and they just couldn't see eye to eye, and they're kind of splitting things off. And the first thing he wanted to do was make sure, first of all, that his portfolio was supporting biblical values. So we did a moral screen. We looked at his portfolio. We looked at he had a popular fund that's used by a lot of ministers, but it's not very biblically responsible, unfortunately. They've got the right idea, but unfortunately, the screening process is not as robust as we use. But we went through all of his funds and saw that he had about 30% of his portfolio was dirty. We helped him clean that up. And then he said, okay, my wife is going to be taking the properties. I'm going to be, you know, looking at the retirement accounts, and that's what I need to make sure it lasts for the rest of my life. So we created a retirement plan in addition to that moral screen that we did for him. So again, we'll get to know your situation. If you just want to find out what percentage of your portfolio is dirty, we certainly can do that. But if you want more comprehensive advice, we have holistic, comprehensive, biblically financial-based planning as well.
Well, my question to you, dear listener, is do you have a plan? Or are you just hoping for the best? Do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches, according to Proverbs 24. Jay, thank you so much for our time together today. We appreciate you, my friend. God bless you. Call Jay at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. And if you'd like to learn more about Jay, go to the website, faithinretirement.com. You can send Jay an email at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And this is your place for biblically responsible investing. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Get your free download right now. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great weekend. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we'll see you for more with Faith and Retirement next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.